This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Let's go, girls.
Who won the world? Girl, who won the world?
Is there anything more awkward than running into your ex?
No, there's not. First-hand experience, there's not.
Well, and there are some situations that might make it a little worse. So that's what I want to talk about on Woman Wednesday, because I did not watch the Saturday Night Live special that they had over the weekend. But I did see that there were a ton of celebrities that showed up, including a ton of exes, like Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. Did you see Ryan Reynolds was there with Blake Lively and his ex-wife, Scarlett Johansson, was there?
It's all one love pool.
There had to be so much tension in that room because there were a lot of potential for awkward run-ins.
I wish they had a camera backstage, you know, when they're all standing around prepping for the show.
Right.
Who's talking to who? Who's saying what to who?
Well, and like, how many people are there going, okay, well, Kim's going to walk by, take Pete Davidson this way. You know, I wonder if they actually had handlers to make sure that there weren't those awkward run-ins, because I read a story where like Pete Davidson, he said he even left a party early because he didn't want to run into Kim Kardashian.
I wonder if they do prep their handlers like that. Okay, if you see her, get me away, or let me talk to her for a minute, then pull me away. Say something,
right.
You know?
Use the South Hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Go left, you know?
That code.
Have you ever had one of those awkward run-ins with an ex?
Oh, yeah, it was mortifying. It was absolutely mortifying. Years ago, but it was in a coffee shop. I hadn't seen this ex for about a year. We dated for about 2 years, and I was with a new girl at the coffee shop. And this new girl was very physically affectionate to me in the coffee shop. Was still in like a honeymoon phase.
Uh-huh.
So she was just sticking her tongue down my throat. No, I just made that up. But she was touchy feeling.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a little awkward.
And then I saw the ex and I'm like, please don't be her. Please don't be her. Then we locked eyes. That moment
100%
happened.
Was her.
It was horrible.
Did she say anything?
I didn't say anything to her. She didn't say anything to me. I got the drink as soon as I could and got out of there. And then my new girlfriend, I was there, Tom was like, why do we have to leave? Can't we eat here?
Oh,
no. Such a rush. I'm like, I'll tell you later. Just trust me. Get me out of here right now.
For your safety, we need to go right now.
It was awful, Kelly. It was awful.
Woman Wednesday, want to hear from you. Did you have an awkward run-in with an ex? You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Well, Saturday Night Live was like some reality show of former lovers. Everyone was dating each other or had dated each other.
If they would have done a flow chart of all the people that have hooked up in that room, that would have been way more interesting than some of the sketches they did.
So for Woman's Wednesday, Kelly wants to know, have you ever ran into an ex? I need to know if you have, Kelly.
There have been a few. Nothing like mortifying. I think the most weird one was I ran into an ex at Costco and I realized he was shopping for clothes at Costco and I was like, wow, we're old. But what made it worse was I had my kids with me. So they were asking all the questions of like, who is that? How do you know them? And I was like, oh, that's an old friend.
That's an old friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry.
Yeah.
We'll leave that one.
Let's not tell Dad about Mommy's old friend we ran into, okay?
the 909 here has a similar experience. I ran into an ex at In-N-Out. He came up and spoke to me, and my six-year-old asked if we used to be married.
Oh.
Leave it to kids.
Yeah. What kind of ex was this?
Can you please tell us, were you married or was it just an ex?
951 says, I ran into an ex at my boyfriend's family reunion. Turns out they are cousins, but I never knew that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
The IE is small.
It is.
Like, that's the one thing I've worked out since I've moved here. It's, like, big, but everyone knows everyone.
If they're not related, yeah, they probably went to high school together or know somebody who knows somebody.
Did you ever take a DNA test before dating someone?
No. That's a little extreme. 909 says, I ran into my ex at my place of work. He was a customer. I was behind one of the two registers. I saw him walk in, so I hopped behind a counter, hoped my friend would stand in front of me so that he wouldn't see me. He's 6'9".
Yeah.
So pretty sure he saw me, but didn't say anything. He ended up leaving right after
that.
That's
bad luck. I think you just got to break the ice and go talk to them. Just beat the awkward situation. Even though I didn't do that, I ran from the coffee shop when I saw mine.
I think that's horrible advice. I'm with this person. Hide behind the counter. Nobody needs to see you.
Have you ever had a run-in with an ex? You can text or call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Pro.
I can see you by the bar.
Exes are like diseases, and I would choose to avoid them if I could.
You just hope they don't reoccur.
Yeah, don't want to have any interaction with you whatsoever, which is one of the interesting things I think about the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary. There were tons of exes all within the same room. You know there had to be some awkward run-ins.
I would have loved to be a fly on a wall backstage when they're all getting ready before the show. Who's talking to who? Who's right? Doing what? Wow.
Did you see who just walked in? Oh my gosh, don't go down that hallway. So for Woman Wednesday, want to hear about your awkward run-in with your ex. Marcy in Upland, what happened with you?
Yes, I work with him every day.
You work with him?
Yes.
Oh.
How long did you date for?
Like 7-8 months.
And did it end badly?
It did and it didn't, but yes. And he currently dates somebody we work with right now.
Oh, so you not only work with your ex, you work with his new current, too.
Gosh.
We see each other every day, 5 days a week. It's awkward. He darts the other way sometimes.
Yeah, there's like no escaping that. I mean, if you've been at your job a while too, it's kind of like, ooh, well, who's going to leave? Rock, paper, scissors.
Going to work is hard enough, let alone adding an ex in. I don't know how you can manage that. 951 says, I had two exes that both decided they wanted to see me at the same time and showed up at my house one after the other.
Okay, you need to move.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get away with that.
Too.
951 says, my kids go to a small charter school. I showed up in the car pickup line one day, and a ball had rolled out in the street. So I jumped out and grabbed the ball. I looked behind me, and in the car behind me was my ex picking up his daughter at the same school. I had no idea that she went there.
Horrible. And you can't do anything about it because you always have that moment where you stop, pause, don't know what to do, and it's so awkward if the person's looking at you.
Yeah, try and act natural. He didn't see me. No, he totally saw you. Yep.